You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Do you love music? Do you love local music? Do you love local music with a bit of oomph? What about triple that oomph and then add some in there as well. Alien Weaponry, Raupatu, and welcome to the studio, Alien Weaponry. Hello there, guys.
Greetings.
In the studio with me is Lewis De Jong, Harry De Jong, and Ethan Trembeth, who are the powerful three-piece who emerged from school bands contests, pretty much, yeah?
Yeah, Henry
has been entering school band contests kind of as a not school band, so, you know, like, there wasn't much school involvement.
Just band. And so when did you guys form Alien Weaponry?
Well, me and Henry kind of initially...
It's Pissing With Rain just behind you. It looks just quite metal, actually, the way that just happened then.
Sorry. It's quite water, actually. So.
Elements, sure.
God of Thunder.
Yeah. So you got together how long ago?
Me and Henry kind of had the idea in 2010, I think.
What was the idea?
The idea. It started off with a cringy ass music video that our friend did for us when I was 8. So
when you were 8?
Yeah.
Yes. Well, just, I mean, you know, like, we just watched District 9.
Yeah.
So,
you can do anything, eh?
Oh, boom. Shit. That's like the best band name ever. Alien Weaponry. Fuck. So, Yeah.
That's a good movie, though.
Or as Vickers says it, fuck.
And so it sort of it just hasn't really stopped since then, has it? You guys have just seized the day every single day, and now you've got this brutally excellent music sung in Te Reo as well.
Yeah, well, I brutally mean, in excellent. The nearly 8 years that we've been doing this, we've been just, you know, doing things
be
as they
to say
come
you'd
to
be
us.
Fluent in it then, wouldn't it?
Yeah, well, I mean, me and Lewis started off our schooling at a kura kaupapa Māori, Māori was actually Lewis's first language, so we were speaking it from quite a young age. It was kind of a bummer because we ended up leaving the school when we were still quite young and, like, kind of gradually fell into not speaking it. Lewis has lost quite a lot of his Māori, and I forgot some of it, but I'm still, I'd say, semi-fluent
we're
at the moment.
We're kind of doing this to get back into speaking Māori, to be honest. And it's really helping us, and like, I guess we want to be helping other people. You know, it's never too late to start, I guess.
Has there ever been a time when, pardon me, I asked this question many times, where you've just thought, should we maybe drop that whole thing? Or has it always been a fundamental part of what you guys want to do?
I mean,
the Te Reo Māori.
Yep.
We never really thought it would be a thing to start off with, but it's really...
So that's pretty righteous. That's awesome, actually.
It's really kind of took us by surprise, and in a good way, because, like, I mean, it's kind of given us a bit of a uniqueness, and, like, there's kind of no one else like us then, I guess, because we've tried that, and we just thought it would be kind of a cool thing to try out. So, yeah.
So you're in the same way that when you really start to explore heavy musicians, music, and playing heavy music, you can really explore some and get some emotion out that way that you can't get out with, you know, playing quiet music, you know.
Yeah, well, yeah, I mean, slow, like,
is it the same with the with Te Reo as well? Are you able to say things because you're singing in Te Reo that you might not be able to get across as effectively?
Yeah, to a certain degree, especially talking about New Zealand history and stuff. I think it's quite an awesome thing to be able to talk about it in New Zealand's native language rather than talking about it in English. I mean, you know, there's kind of more power behind it. And as far as the whole thing goes, I think... sorry, I've lost my train of thought. But
just while you get your train of thought, you got an excellent text that just came in saying, well, I guess Don Brash won't be buying any alien weaponry merch. Nice one, guys.
Well, what about a Don?
No, I'll fucking punch you in the head, man.
What about a Don Brash t-shirt from Alien Weaponry?
Don Brash.
With Don Rash? Don Rash?
No, Dong Rash.
Dong Rash.
Dong Rash.
Dong Rash. Screw him.
Dong Rash. That reminds me of that time Dong Stephen Rash. Joyce got the dildo thrown at his face.
Oh,
remember
yes,
that?
Dear.
That was up there.
Yes, that was funny.
I mean, it must be cool travelling around the country and delivering, such unique music to your fellow country folk. You know, and being able to say, hey, look, hey, this is us. This is unique to this country, and like I say, telling historical stories of things that have happened here, in a way that most people like that wouldn't have even got their head around even thinking about it, let alone thinking about it with a great big.
Now they don't have to think about it because we're doing it for them.
Just the curators of history,
maybe.
And so, what about gig wise? What's sort of been the highlight gig for you guys thus far? Apart from all of them, because everyone loves you.
We just played the new Plymouth Tattoo and Arts Festival, and that was pretty sick.
That was sick. And I mean, yeah. I guess...
Did you see any really rubbish tattoos?
They're all pretty damn good, to be honest, and
Some weird ones, but, you know...
Funnily enough, I actually asked my mum, what would you do if I came back with a tattoo? And she's like, I'd go to the tattoo artist and I'd say that I was going to, like, warn a complaint. And I was just like, oh, shit, not get a tattoo then.
So, I mean, so effectively you played there, but you weren't sucked into the vortex of skinning yet.
Not yet. I've always wanted to ink myself.
I mean, I think we've all
If you could get a secret one that your mum would never see, what would you get?
Big dick.
A big dick.
Because he doesn't have one of those yet, so...
All right. So...
This seems like a perfect time to ask, Ethan, what's it like being in a band with two brothers?
Good and bad.
Should we send them out of the room for a second or not?
I could go on.
Go on that Family Feud music room.
No. That's okay. But
it's okay.
Yeah, I mean, they work good together when they're in their zone and stuff. But you know, when they're not, there's
which
just
is the most of the time
arguing and shit. And it's like,
yeah. So it's a band.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's a band. Do you remember when you first sort of thought, hey, this is the sound that we want, right?
When you saw that, there was a there. I usually bring quite a lot of different elements to what I do in songwriting, at least, and I take a lot of inspiration from bands like Lamb of God, just because of the guitarists and stuff, just the...
grooviness
yet the complication,
yeah,
intellectual big words, ooh.
paving a diverse path.
Trivium, I take a lot of my vocal inspiration from Matt Heafy from Trivium and Corey Taylor from Slipknot, like kind of his more melodic styles of singing.
You don't just want to go the whole way, do you? You're a one-trick pony then, aren't you?
No. Hey,
so what you guys, the reason you guys are here is because we're talking about Wavefront 2017, which is where you're going to be on New Year's Eve. Ladies and gentlemen, should you be in the beautiful Whangamataa district at Williamson Park, surely you'll sort yourself out for a ticket to Wavefront. You're playing there on New Year's Eve. That'll be exciting. Whangamataa New Year's Eve is exciting every time.
There. It's going to go off.
It's gonna go off, yeah.
It's probably worth mentioning that we're also playing at Sound Splash up in Raglan next year, so...
That's
another big one if people want to be going.
Is that the next two gigs you're doing?
Yeah, well...
That would suggest to me that perhaps maybe you're in the studio at the moment.
That's a possibility.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah, well, it's our fourth day in. We've been doing drum tracking, and...
This is proper recording. This is recording that's going to get... What's it for? Is it for an album or...?
Yeah,
album.
It's for the album, which we're going to be dropping next year.
Shit.
Early February.
Shit. Now, you've been signed to a Berlin record label, Dust Machine. Does that mean you're going to go...
Management.
Not a record label.
So it doesn't mean you have to go live in Berlin?
No.
Would you like to go live in Berlin?
That would be... kind of cool, but
we don't
at
know
the same
yet
time.
Because we haven't
there's
been
that
there.
Brothers thing going on there. I can hear that.
Yeah, exactly.
One of you shut up, one talk.
Spokespeople. So what's the plan though? What's the plan? Release the album, and then has there been interest from overseas? Do you think maybe the Tadeo thing was going to stifle people's interest from overseas?
We're touring European festivals.
Listen
next year.
To you. We're touring European festivals. That's awesome. How cool. When's that next year?
Well, if you put it like that, I mean.
No, that's awesome, man. That's awesome.
All right. It'll be June through to August next year. So, yeah, we're going to be going over there. We've got five already booked. One of them is Metal Days in Slovenia, which is
massive.
Pretty mean.
And there's some other massive
some
ones
others.
That have yet
One of
to
them
be
is
announced.
Announcing on the 19th of December. So
one of them
say
is
more, say no more. Listen out for it.
Yeah, listen out.
So you guys,
for
you guys
it.
Got
watch
a website
Facebook.
And everything? Hey?
Yeah, we got a website.
Website.
Facebook's our main thing that we do our communication
Spotify,
with.
Spotify, Google
stuff,
Play, so. iTunes.
And if people want to know about upcoming gigs and stuff, they can look there.
Yep. So Facebook and the website.
Hey, well done, you guys. Nice to meet you. And the whole country is talking about you. And your music's awesome.
Thank you.
Cheers, Ari.
Thanks for coming to BFM Breakfast. What are we listening to now?
Is there anything you'd like to tell us about this next track, Ruana Te Whenua?
Ruana Te Whenua is at the same time. It's a dedication to our great-great-great-grandfather who actually fought and died at Pukehinahina, which is otherwise known as Gate Pa. His name was Te Ahuaho, and this song is in dedication to him and all the warriors who fought there.
Thanks, guys. Alien Weaponry, ladies and gentlemen, Alien Weaponry. We'll be right back. So if you want to go along and see Alien Weaponry at Williamson Park at Whangamatara on New Year's Eve, tickets from eventfinder.co.nz. Tickets from eventfinder.co.nz.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.